So how's your 2021 going? This is the last Sunday of February. Tomorrow is March. This year has just flown. How have you done with all those New Year's resolutions? Because the interesting thing is when you talk to people about 2020, they kind of say, please don't talk about 2020. Can we just cancel that? Get it out of the way? And I get that. It was a difficult year. It disrupted so much of our lives. There's even a saying that came from that where people are saying, oh, that's so 2020, kind of saying, man, that's really horrible or difficult or tough. And as I was thinking about this and doing a little bit of research about where people are and how people are feeling, I stumbled upon this beautiful poem that was written by a young woman called Leslie Dwight. Now, she's no poet or anything, just a regular young woman. This is on her Instagram post. And this thing went viral. Just listen to this poem. So beautiful. What if 2020 isn't canceled? What if 2020 is the year that we've been waiting for? A year so uncomfortable, so painful, so scary, so raw, that it finally forces us to grow. A year that screams so loud, finally awaking us from our ignorant slumber. A year we finally accept the need for change, declare change, work for change, become the change. A year we finally band together instead of pushing each other further apart. What if 2020 isn't canceled, but rather the most important year of them all? And as I read this, and I was thinking about what this pandemic has caused, and where we are in 2021, thinking that it would be done, and it's not. And the question was, why? And where is God in all of this? To help us with that, I'm going to take you to the story in John chapter 9, verses 1 to 11. And yes, for the second week in a row, it's a story about a blind man. So read with me, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. Rabbi, his disciples asked him, why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins? It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins, Jesus answered. This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. But we must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world. Then he spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. And he told him, go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam. Siloam means sent. So the man went and washed and came back seeing. His neighbors and others who knew him as a blind beggar asked each other, isn't this the man who used to sit and beg? Some said he was. Others said, no, he just looks like him. But the beggar kept saying, yes, I am the same one. They asked him, who healed you? What happened? And he told them, the man they called Jesus made mud, spread it over my eyes and told me, go wash in the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went and washed. And now I can see. I wonder if you noticed that the story started with the oldest question, with the why question. But before we get to try and answer that why question, let me just put this thing in perspective for you. Just set up the scene for what's going on here. So Jesus and the disciples, they're in Jerusalem. And as they walk along, they come upon this blind beggar sitting there. Can I just tell you a little bit about a blind man and a blind beggar? In the culture in those days, a blind person didn't have many opportunities, actually had no opportunities. So the only thing that was left for these blind people was to sit and just beg all the time. And hopefully someone would drop a penny in the hat or a few pennies, and at the end of the day they'd have enough to at least buy something to eat. They were always relying on someone else. Difficult, hard, not an easy life. And then Jesus comes by. And as Jesus notices this man, he stops and he sees the man. Now, if you read the story carefully, we should always read closely. You'll see that the story actually says this man sat there day after day and people were just walking by and they kind of got used to him. And that was just him. They didn't even see him anymore. They didn't even notice him anymore. Maybe some dropped a little penny here and there, but they just went on with their life. But Jesus sees and stops, because that's so Jesus, isn't it? Jesus sees people when they hurt. Jesus sees people who are in need. I mean, just think of all the stories. He saw that woman at the well, not just for the woman getting the water. He saw the woman who was in need. He saw that man who sat at the pool of Bethesda for so many years, and he stopped. He saw Zacchaeus through all of the crowd as he was climbing in that tree, and he saw the need, and Jesus stopped for him, because that's so Jesus. Here's the thing. Jesus sees you just as you are, right where you are, in that very moment. Jesus sees you. He saw you in 2020. He saw you in those moments when you thought that you were not going to make it. He saw you in those moments where you were not sure that God was there and you didn't even know if God was with you. But that's so Jesus. He sees. And then he stops. And then he does something. So that now leads me right back to the why question. So they stop. They're right there with the beggar. And then the disciples come with this why question. Why was this man, verse 2, why was this man born blind? Was it him who sinned? Or was it his parents who, as if this poor man being before born could have sinned? But let's not go there. Was it him who sinned, or was it his parents who sinned? You see, the problem with the why question is that it always plays the blame game. Why did you do this to me? Why did you allow this? Why didn't you stop this? But Jesus doesn't go into the blame game. Did you see how he answers them? It's not about who sinned. It's not about who messed up. It's not about who got it wrong. It's all about how, go look at that beautiful verse again, how the power, verse 3, of God can work even in the most challenging times. Can I say that again? It's not about who messed up. It's not about what's going on. It's about how the power of God can be at work even in the most challenging times. You see, we come to God with all the why questions. Why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this? Why did this happen to me? Why this? Why that? But God answers with, here is what I am going to do in this situation. We come asking for the reasons why, and God answers with, I have a plan. But the plan does not stand or fall by your power or by your abilities. This plan will work because of my power, because of my abilities. Here's the thing. And I know it's difficult. We don't always get the reasons. We always don't always get the answers for why things are the way they are. But God has a plan. And it's through God's power that this plan is set into motion. And through God's power, there is always a next chapter. We see that in the life of this blind man. When Jesus restores his sight, it's as if Jesus is saying, you all thought this was the end? That this is where he's going to be stuck? There's a next chapter? But that's so Jesus, right? That's why Jesus came into this world. But then, my friends, then we have to trust him. When he says, here's some mud, and he puts it on my eyes, and he says, go to Siloam and wash your eyes, and you're going to see. I need to trust that this mud that came from wherever, and the spit that was in the mud, he's going to work something. There is a next chapter. Then I need to trust Jesus. I need to trust him in the pandemic. I need to trust him in the dysfunction of what's going on right now. I need to trust him with my life, with my family, with my marriage, with my hopes, with my dreams, with my future, with my school. Name it. Because here's the thing. When we come into difficult times and into struggles, there's usually one of two choices that we can make. We can choose to blame someone, or we can choose to trust someone. Where are you going to go? Because can I remind you that Jesus knows all about this. He also knows all about that why question. When he was hanging there on that cross on our behalf, unjustly, they nailed him there. And he was all alone. He cried out, why? My God, why? But he put his trust. He did not blame. And then his body wait, lying there in that grave for 3 days. Why? So the power of God could be seen through him. And when he rose on that third day, we discovered we don't always have the answers, but God always has a plan, also in the most challenging situations. Do you get that, my friends? God always has a plan through his power and his ability. Also, in the pandemic of 2020, of what happened that didn't happen. Also, in the pandemic that's continuing in 2021, and we don't know when it's going to end, but what we do know is God has a plan, and nothing can stop the plan, because through the power of God, there is a next chapter. But here's the thing, people need to know that. And the world needs to hear that. Verse 5 and 6, Jesus says, while there is still time, we need to say this. We need to do this because the darkness is coming. And I am the light with you right now. So we need to live that, show that there is a next chapter through the power of God who has a plan. And you see that in the life of this blind man. Because after he was healed and he got his sight back, people asked him, so what happened? Go read closely again what he does. He says, this man called Jesus, he spit on some mud and then he put the mud on my eyes. And then he told me to go to the pool of Siloam and wash my eyes. And so I went and I washed. And now I see. Did you get it? He didn't have to have big theological dissertations. He didn't have to have big exegetical excuses. He didn't have to have this huge theological explanation. Just simple. He told me to go, and I went, and I saw. It's that simple. It's that wonderful. Because it's just so Jesus. Imagine. This time next year, and we look back at 2021, and we can say, we saw the next chapter because it's just so Jesus. He's the one who healed that relationship for me. He's the one who restored my marriage. He's the one who helped me to give forgiveness and to find forgiveness. That's just so Jesus. So how are you looking? How are you doing? How's your 2021? Because God has a plan. That's so Jesus. Amen. Pray with me. Amazing God. God who has a plan. God who doesn't rely on our abilities, but on yours and on your power. We again thank you that we live by you and by your word and who you are. And Lord, when the world is given up, you have a next chapter that you write, and we thank you. And we're excited about the next chapter. We're excited to be part of this. And then teach us, Lord, to live this new chapter and to just be able to say so simple and so easy. He came, he spoke, and I see. And I have to tell you, that's just so Jesus. Thank you that you are Jesus in our lives, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for taking care of us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.